Blog Talk Radio.
TMZ. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him how to spit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling the fumes, blew past, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you, and I don't know who running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like a thief do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed with the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while, it's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile, and my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good across big bodies of water, repping my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would, and the ones who said I couldn't do it wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad, trying to say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags, but I think it's kinda sad, a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came about the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even doing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy Brooklyn Black. It's pregame radio. Today is Saturday, December the 3rd. And we got, you know, a good little show. Saturday night, you know, getting you guys ready to get up out of there. Hope you guys are safe. And I realized after we got off last night, I totally didn't give my sign off. But y'all already know. Don't be a fool. Wrap your tool. Don't fall for the scam. Protect your clam. Don't drink and drop and all that. You know, we in the holiday season. Everybody's all cheerful and whatnot. And, you know, so let's spread the holiday cheer. Let's be safe. Let's have some fun. Let's end 2011 with a bang and bring in 2012 with a bigger bang. Y'all know what it is. 347-857-4302 is the number. Big shout out to Itchy Finger, the whole 384 tribe, everyone who came out last night, showed love. It's a real big thing. So big shout out to VA. Big shout out to everybody who just continued to rock with Free Game Radio. We're going to get into the throwbacks, of course, as always. Hit us up and we'll be right back.
thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop.
Jesus, the notorious just. Please us with your lyrical thesis. We just chillin', milk 'em, top billin', silkin', pure linen, vegan, little seeds, Malibu sea breeze, Dom peas, palm trees, cats named Pablo, and milked out Diablo, the williest.
What?
Bitches be the silliest. The more I smoke, the smaller the filly gets. Room 112, where the players dwell, and stash more cash than Bert Fidel. Inhale, make you feel good like Tony. Pick up in your middle like Moni.
Yeah. Yeah.
She don't know me, but she's setting up to blow me.
Yeah.
Try to style, sliding off with a homie.
Yeah.
Escada, Don Gata, player, stay splurging. Game so tight, they call it version.
Oh, I need to know.
Out of my skull, my grandma passed, my brother's gone.
me to break out of the country and into more countries. Baptized birth into rhythm, where the ghosts of childhood haunts me. Walk the road my forefathers walk, climb the tree my forefathers hung from. Ask those two for all their wisdom. They tell me my ears are so young. Go back to whence you came, my family tree, my family name. For some strange reason it had to be, he guided me to Tennessee.
Razadon and Baba, they went down to Peace Street. Headliner, I challenge you to a game of horseshoes. A game of horseshoes!
Now I see the importance of history. While my people be in the mess that they be. Many journeys to freedom made in vain. My brothers on the corner playing ghetto games. I ask you, Lord, why you enlighten me? Without the enlightenment of all my foes. Reject, cause I set myself on a quest for truth. And he was there to quench my thirst. But I am still thirsty. Lord, allow me to drink some more. He said, what I am searching for are the answers to all which are in front of me. The ultimate truth started to get blurry. For some strange reason, it had to be. It was all a dream about Tennessee.
On the masses, bumps and bruises, blunts and Land Cruisers, Big Papa smash fools, bad fools. Niggas mad because I know the cash rules. Everything around me, two Glock 9s. Any motherfucker whispering about mine.
And I'm
Brooklyn's finest. You rewind this, bad boys behind this.
I got nothing but love for you.
I got nothing but love for you, babe.
What you got?
I got
my dream. And while I'm sleeping, you be creeping, robbing me clean. I see you hanging on the corners with the rest of your girl crew, standing by the gutter with your booty cutters. Now who's the honey dip? Down with the money grip. Always got a plan and a scam to get some money quick. Always getting with the next man, the one with the checks and setting up a trap with the set. I got nothing but love for you, baby.
We had to go in a little bit with the throwbacks and all. Ed, what's going on?
Yeah, it was popping. It was good to hear that heavy. I like that. I'm still in a little state of shock that dude is gone. That was a good brother. He made good music. You know, you didn't hear about him involved in no bullshit. He didn't do that battle shit. He didn't fuck with people. He made music that people could have a good time to. So rest in power, have words.
Definitely, definitely. And also, and it's kind of like a broken record when violence and relationships always seem to pop up, and that seems to always be the hot topic. But I don't know if you heard about what happened yesterday in Queens.
About the guy shooting on the bus?
Shooting on the bus, and, you know, it's because he had some type of argument or dispute with his girl. He went shot her son, and he went and died, tried to escape. And then he gets on the bus and shoots two people. Now, granted, not everyone, you know, knows the whole story, only the shooter and those of all actually know what actually happened. But what to get there to where you got to kill her son and then go and just shoot two red people who had nothing to do with the situation, I think that could get chalked up to, what do you call, that's when the relationship is bad, that's when you need to go. And I think we really need to start letting people know, you know what I'm saying, just because they make you feel a certain way in the bedroom or whatever, don't mean you got to stay with that person.
Mm-hmm. Well, from a different perspective, what I was told was that he had beef with the girlfriend's son or what have you, and it's been something that's been ongoing. It's obvious from what he did that the guy was, something was mental, and I'm sure that he exhibited some type of behavior that, you know, would have made another motherfucker say, wait a minute, this nigga crazy. But then again, he may not have shown a side of him that would make her believe or feel that he had any intent to bring, you know, harm to her or her son. She has other kids from what I understand, too. But something in this nigga head snapped. Something snapped for him to do that and then get on the bus and just shoot two random strangers. Can you imagine just standing on the bus waiting to fucking just get off at your stop? And some nigga puts a gun in the back of your head and takes your life just like that, you know, because of whatever the fuck is on his mind. I'm not a death penalty person, but I hope they evaluate him, and if he is fit to stand trial, then he needs to, whatever the outcome, he needs to be somewhere away from people for the rest of his life, because that shit is just fucked up, and I can only imagine how the woman must feel, the mother must feel to lose her child, and I feel bad for that young man. He got shot in the stomach. He made it to his room, locked the door, jumped out the window, and made it up the block before collapsing, you know, by his store, and eventually passing away at the hospital. That's some sick shit, and that's why I look at everybody. I don't give a fuck. I pay attention to things. I stopped really blasting my music, you know, trying to block people out, because in reality, I need to be, you know, we all need to be aware of our surroundings and aware of the people around it. Not to say that anybody could have stopped it, because I'm sure it happened in like a split second. But you just got to pay attention, man. You got to pay attention. That's why I don't like nobody fucking standing behind me. Don't stand over me. Don't stand too close to me. I just don't like that shit. All right? I just don't like that shit. So, I don't know. I send my condolences to the young man's mother and to the guy that got shot in the face. Your guardian angel was on his job. He was on his job. You took one to the face, and you gonna be okay. You know, whatever you do with the rest of your life, you better do something with it. Better do something with it.
So yes, you are now tuned in to Pregame Radio. Like I said, Brooklyn Black and Ed, we here chilling. We got new music from Pro Dillinger, Johnny Swagger, repping T-Shirt. Matter of fact, I'm gonna get into that. Good morning. New track, and we're going to see what everybody thinks about it. Big shout-out to TGO and everybody down with the whole movement in Harlem. Big shout-out to you guys. They do it up during the summer with barbecues and fish grills and all that good stuff.
They do it in the winter, too, with Halloween parties, ice skating, and all that other shit. I'll be seeing.
So we see, and this is the new track from Johnny Swagger. Good morning. Put it on. Blast it on Twitter. Let them know we're blasting it off. It goes down right about now. 347-857-4302 is the number. Hit us up. Let us know what you think about it. We'll be right back.
Listen, baby. Everybody got haters, so we sleeping on them. Time to wake up. Good morning. Boy fly, and alive, so haters they get identified. So it's no surprise when they get minimized. Above all the hate, yeah, I still rise. Trying to stop my shine, you need to stop it, five. I'm a great one, TGO. You heard about it, swag, tell it all, so I don't need to brag about it. I'm the real, I ain't thinking about these other dudes. Never too smooth, ladies call me Poppy Too Cool. Hey. From the old school, with a twist of new school. So it's cash rules, everything around me. Don't keep these broke motherfuckers from around me. I do this for everyone who ever doubted me. I think I act therefore, I am greater. Bow my paper, tell the haters. Some new kicks in the same hood, all with a new fit. Like, you know I'm still good. Shit front on me, man, I wish a bitch would. Stunt on me, man, you niggas wish you good. I'm eating good, you heard? Yeah, enjoying life. Winning skinny dude with a fur. Get money tight, got my money right. Bitch, I'm talking my swag, I'm going down tonight. I'm a nice dude, but my swag is the meanest. Put my magic in the booth, kill good arenas. Aiming for the throne, I'm for serious. It's a new world order, I don't think they're hearing us. I'm a bro before I crawl, yeah, all into my fall. Yeah, haters still hating, pop said fuck them all. I act therefore, I am greater. Buy my paper, tell the haters. Wake up, wake up, wake up, good morning. Wake up, wake up, wake up, good morning.
sleeping on me in the city that never sleeps. I'm so focused, I ain't sleeping weak. Make more moves than Elijah Warren in the post. My work habits show you niggas what I'm trying to grow. Money more young, dumb shit, I got a new approach. Hip, new swag, won't brag, I'm just showing growth. In the zone. Hard work leads to success, I'm a man, so yes, I need my own. CGO, Drew already, we the great ones. Lay back, relax, and let them hate, son. I think I act, therefore, I am greater. Bow my paper, tell the haters.
Yes, we're back, pregame radio. Wake up, good morning, brand new joint. Fuego Bravo, Johnny Swagger, TG on the building. They don't, you know, they never cease to amaze me. You know, I dug it. Ev, what do you think?
I love the music. It's funny because if the music is like the opposite of what he's saying. He's saying wake up, but the music is sort of like dream state, dreamy like type music. I like it. The only thing that I could have like did without, I guess, was the chorus. Maybe I don't know. I didn't like the chorus, but I love the song. I love the music, of course. I love Fuego. I love his flow. And he always be saying some slick shit. So, I guess, of course I like it. You know, it's just that chorus. And then, look, that shit going to be in my head for the rest of the night. Word.
Hey,
Alex? Where's Alex? Shout out to Alex for the little trick she just played on people.
I've done that to a couple people myself.
That shit was quite hilarious. I got a good giggle off of that. She put up a status saying that some smut bitch keeps talking shit about her, and now she was calling the bitch out. So she provided a link. So of course, you know, you're gonna click on the link to see who the fuck it is. And the link took me back to my profile. I checked it twice because I thought it was a mistake. but that good one, Alex, good one. That shit was funny as hell. And where the fuck are you? I know you're doing your show. I've caught part of it, maybe twice, not the whole show. I know I'm slacking, but I'm definitely going to get up in there. And I'm definitely going to call in. And I'm talk shit because that's what I do.
So big shout out to Steele, everyone over at GX Radio. She does the S&M show over there on Thursday night. So you get a chance, definitely check it out. Everybody on the check-in. But yeah, we still got new music. And before we get into this, I want to put a question out there because a lot of people, they have it mixed up. They got it confused. You know what I'm saying? What's the difference between an MC and a rapper? Think about it. Hit us up, 347-857-4302 if you're in the chat room. You know, drop me a line. Tell me what you think. If you want to call on, you want to get on air, press 1 on your phone. We'll definitely get into it. But check out this brand new Pro Dillinger joint off his album, King Uncrowned, Animal Uncaged, coming out on the 13th. So, you know, leaked out a joint. We're going to play it for y'all. Check it out. Let me know what you thought about it. And we'll be right back.
Scream like music, man. Ain't really no need to say my name because y'all niggas already know what it is. What the
Cannon,
fuck,
y'all? Cannon.
Riding through the city with a chip on my shoulder. I'm mad at the world. I got a lot of shit on my shoulders. Phone going off, I got another bitch on my shoulders. You niggas is tight, you looking kinda stiff in the shoulders. Loosen up before I bruise you up. Love beef to chew it up. Beating down the block with a mask on to shoot it up. Do it up, looking for a problem, homie, you in luck. Stir the pot, cooking in the kitchen, I'ma stew it up. Bad look, talking like you want it, but you mash up. Currently really a criminal. Know me as a past crook. Spin a nigga head like I hit him with a math book. And stick you with a ruler while the motherfucking class look. Hip hop, everything is love until the fifth pop. Catch you on the side street and take your little wristwatch. Get rocked, do it for the paper till I get dry. Riding dirty like a motherfucker till I get stopped.
I'm on that bullshit, yeah. I'm on that bullshit. I'm on that bullshit. I'm on that bullshit, yeah. I'm on that bullshit.
I'm on that bullshit when I come
I'm
through.
I'm on that bullshit like a 1-2.
All my niggas dirt
I'm on that bullshit when I come through. I'm on that bullshit, yeah. I'm on that bullshit.
I'm on that bullshit.
I'm on that bullshit, yeah. I'm on that bullshit.
I'm on that bullshit when I come
I'm on that bullshit like a 1-2. All my niggas dirt
I'm on that bullshit. Check me out. I was like, yo, I'm Kevin Durant and you Jordan with the Wizards, nigga. I be on the block with my goons, getting slizzed, nigga. Playing for that old white man. Lane kick the nigga, split the nigga, hammer lift the nigga. When I hit the nigga, buzzsaw rap. How they fuck around and rip a nigga, booby trap flow. How they fuck around and trip a nigga, bitches doing magic. Hoes want trick a nigga, all they getting is a phone call and come and lick a nigga. Sick a nigga, malt lick a nigga, 4/5 a nigga. Bitch a nigga, straight diss a nigga, take a picture nigga. The last time you see a bad guy like this, I get you for your chain and that thing on your right wrist. Word to Marty, I promise I'm gon' give it up. Money on my head and won't none of you niggas pick it up. That's word to mommy, I promise I'm gon' give it up. Money on my head and won't none of you niggas pick it up.
I'm on that bullshit, yeah. I'm on that bullshit.
I'm on that bullshit.
I'm on that bullshit, yeah. I'm on that bullshit.
I'm on that bullshit when I come through.
I'm on that bullshit like a 1-2.
All my niggas dirt.
I'm on that bullshit when I come through.
I'm on that bullshit, yeah. I'm on that bullshit.
I'm on that bullshit.
I'm on that bullshit, yeah. I'm on that bullshit.
I'm on that bullshit when I come through.
I'm on that bullshit like a 1-2.
All my niggas dirt.
I'm on that bullshit when I come through.
I'm on that bullshit, yeah. I'm on that bullshit.
I'm on that bullshit.
I'm on that bullshit, yeah. I'm on that bullshit.
I'm on that bullshit when I come.
I'm on that bullshit like a 1-2.
All my niggas dirt.
I'm on that bullshit when I come through.
I'm on that bullshit, yeah. I'm on that bullshit.
I'm on that bullshit.
I'm on that bullshit, yeah. I'm on that bullshit.
I'm on that bullshit when I come.
I'm on that bullshit like a 1-2.
All my niggas dirt.
I'm on that bullshit when I come through.
Yeah, we're back live on Pre-Game Radio. That was Pro Dillinger on that bullshit off his upcoming album, King Uncrowned, Animal Untamed, coming out on the 13th. Big shout out to Pro Dillinger, my great life, rest in peace, Jay Black. We're going to get to a Jay Black track a little later on. Ed, what you think on that?
if saying nigga really makes a person's teeth white, his shit's got to be gleaming, pearly. I like that little shit he did with the nigga shit. That was hot. You're going to have to play that again because I need to hear that. I need to memorize that. I like that. Matter of fact, you might need to send me that. I might have to put that on my phone.
And ladies and gentlemen, be clear. When Ab takes a track from that we blast on Pregame Radio and puts that in her personal music collection, that shit is hot.
Word.
So, just so y'all know,
and there's only two other people. There's only two other people up there, even though I need to get, I can't think of her name, but it's Dollar, not a Dom. I got to definitely, yes, I got to get her up on the phone too, but it's only two other people. And that's crazy because for me to put that up there, then that means Dylan's just up there twice. Oh, all right. Well, it is what it is. Sorry.
All right. Now, I did put a question out there before the commercial, well, the song break. The difference between a rapper and the MC.
Okay. Well.
Now, you've been a fan of hip hop. You've seen MCs, you've seen lyricists, you've seen rappers, and you've seen pop artists who tried to rap to a beat. What do you actually think the actual definition of an MC, the definition of a rapper is? Is it the same thing? Is there a difference?
Well, to me, an MC is more about substance with the song when they, you know, when they up there, they actually talking about some shit. A rapper, just, it does exactly that, just rap about, you know, mundane shit to me. It is, to me, it is a difference. An MC is more of a person that could get on, they could freestyle, they could come, you know, they could do it all. They could do it all. That's a true MC to me. They could do it all. Freestyle, sing their own hook, whatever. A rapper is more of like a, I don't know, it's a little more limited. Whereas the MC is limitless, a rapper is limited.
Now, all right, I'm with you now because I say more so an MC, a whole lot of their material, you can tell it's there, like you can tell there was a thought process, it was a whole break it down, like they sat in the studio listening to the beat for anywhere between 5 minutes, or they just listened to the beat for a straight hour, or they just went outside and observed shit they seen and tried to push stuff out there. Like I would say, CL Smooth, MC.
Right. I definitely agree with that.
Rakim, definitely MC.
Mhm.
And I may lose Twitter followers, I may lose Facebook friends for this one, but Lil Wayne, rapper.
Yep. Oh, Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne is not even a rapper, son. Lil Wayne is a gimmick. He's a gimmick. Just like Nicki Minaj, a gimmick. It's a gimmick. It's a get-up. It's a persona. You know? He's been sipping too much syrup. That he doesn't rap. He just says shit and adds little noises and little his bullshit to it. And, you know, motherfuckers get off on that. But he don't be saying shit, man. He makes it sound
also
good, but it, nah. Uh-uh.
And also, I even put out there, like, okay, if most of your music catalog is you rapping on a next beat, like, let's say if you're rapping on whatever, like, say, a Drake beat, that makes you a rapper. Why? Because most of the work's done for you now. I'm not taking away from the other artists, the MCs who would make a remix of it and say, yo, it's my remix or whatever. I'm not taking away from them because they do that, because a lot of MCs, they'll do it just to show people that, yes, they could rip that beat also, because in the industry, a beat could go around 50 million times to 50 different artists, and they may record some and be like, nah, I ain't going to put that on an album, and scrap it and sell the beat somewhere else or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm talking this hot track come out, and then this person gets the beat, raps and says, yeah, this is my such and such freestyle. Nah, that's not a freestyle. For those who listen, when Shaheen was on here, he said the same thing. You're not really, because you're just going off their work, like the beat, the how the vocals get laid down, all that work's already done.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the MCs, they'll go and they'll have the idea in their head, or they'll have a book, just rhymes that they just put this and that together, and they'll go and they hear the beat, and they'll take something off this one page that people, and then they'll go 100 pages back and get another line out of there, and a couple hours later, they got a bang a 5-minute track. That's an MC. Or they could go on stage with a live band, and a live band will start playing a melody, and they could rap to that. That's an MC.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to the Roots.
Yes. Artists like the Roots. You know, most of the time, all their joints is made with a live band. They perform, live band, all that. Like, you will rarely see Black Thought get on there and there's someone pushing buttons or, you know, because they do rock with a DJ, but it's very rare that you won't see them perform with a live band.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And,
well,
a lot of times, like I said, these artists and these up-and-coming, you know, they come in and they feel they did a couple of these freestyles. And like I said, it's not a freestyle. It's a remix. If you're taking the same beat and you're using the same format, it is a remix. It's not a freestyle. It is a remix. But I say rappers, they can evolve. A rapper can become an MC. Why? Because, you know, you do that and you're learning, you know, the syntax, learning how to count your bars and everything. So a rapper, they can evolve. What I don't like what bothers me is the rappers who do that and they stay in that rapper lane. You know, like when they get on stage, you can hear, like you can kind of tell that's not their words, but they're on stage rapping and rhyming like they took them, like it took them hours to write it. And, you know, you can tell in the music. You can tell by what's being played, you know, what the difference is. But, hey, it is what it is. We got, like I said, we got new tracks, and everyone's buzzing about it. I've actually been asked on Twitter if I would blast it off and, you know, we give our two-cent critique on it. It's the brand-new Nicki Minaj joint called Roman in Moscow. Now, I can't take away from her actual talent. Like, if you actually sat down and listened, she could spit. Hell, she could sing. But everything else that's associated with her overshadows her actual talent. You know, the wigs, the animation she has, and all that, how F said, the gimmicks overshadow her talent. And also that may, I also believe that's where a lot of rappers, they end up getting stuck because they may have a gimmick, whether it be a sing or some type of sound effect that they might make, and that'll be their sitch. That'll be the thing that makes them noticeable, and they stay in that lane instead of trying to evolve. But
and that would be
three, four,
great.
But 347-857-4302 is the number. Let's see how this this joint is. I'm after that, I'm gonna get into a Jay Black joint. Big shout out to Nobi and everyone over at Gritty Life Music. Rest in peace, Jason Black, and we'll be right back.
I'm Big Bully, no white gear. I told you bitches last year, I'm a rap bitch nightmare. That's why I call you Buzz Lightyear. Cause by the time you start buzzing, bitch, you gon' have white hair. Paparazzi was a fright scare. When I landed out in London, it was looking like Mike Dare. Mike Jack, who's bad? Ain't on my period, but I got a notepad. Channel 5, no splash. But they claim, who's next? None of y'all, canary yellow ball. These are just dummy words, a dummy and a synagogue. Hum, hum, done the prayer. Bitch, I bow underwear. Oh, hum, hum, done the prayer. Did I tell him that I bow underwear? Okay, Roman, y'all what the fuck, Roman? Y'all what the fuck, Roman? Y'all what the fuck, Roman? Y'all what the fuck? Bitches is insane. These bitches ain't in my lane. All they bitches got a point. These bitches they give me points. Heaven, this shit is lethal, Roman. This is the sequel, Moscow. That's where I keep him until he's fully charged. Your favorite rapper probably sucks. As for me, ISIS, target book. Anyway, I'm on that new shit. Every trend I introduce it. Motherfuck you and I beg that. I'm a racist, I'm a bigot. Bitch, I'm sick on that, I'm idiot. Yeah, I'm crazy, just admit it. Motherfuck me, get my wife away, so give me for my logo. Hold on, fuck you. Brace yourself, fuck two. Yeah, go, put two. Y'all what the fuck? Bitches is insane. These bitches ain't in my lane. Only bitches that I find. These bitches that get it right. Yeah, ain't no motherfucking bridge, bitch. Ain't no motherfucking hook. Ain't no motherfucking third motherfucking verse. Roman's back, bitch. I fucked up your life last year this time. Remember that? Remember that, bitch? Remember that, bitch? I'm back.
I'm looking to the sky right now. Definitely am.
Yeah.
That's real.
Now check it.
Yeah. Had my darkest hour, you never turned your back.
Nah.
I'll always love you, Lord, and you know that's a fact.
Uh-huh.
Now I ain't T-Bone, I ain't a gospel rapper.
Word.
Most of my friends are trappers, convicts, and purse snatchers.
Uh-huh.
A bunch of kids with nothing, Section 8 struggling.
Yeah.
But because of your loving, I became something. Supposed to die at birth, you see me at my worst.
Yeah.
Asthma attacks at 3, say you with it for me.
Yeah.
Gave me the gift of gab.
Yeah.
Gave me my mom and dad, gave me my brother too. I gotta give it up for you.
Yeah.
I know I have my days, and I should change my ways.
Word.
But through whatever, Lord, I get down on my knees and pray.
Yeah.
And I just have to say, I don't need vanity. All I need is you, cause you help me keep all my sanity.
Yeah.
I pray for your protection over my whole family. I'm glad you're here when the world's there to challenge me.
Yup.
Yup, yup, yup. Lord, I wanna thank you.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. See, I just gotta thank you. Yup, yup, yeah. And Lord, I'm so grateful.
Yup,
it's real, it's real. Nothing can replace you. Lord, I know you got a plan. I'm waiting on your word.
Yeah.
You show me messages sometimes that I don't see at first.
Nah.
But what you bring to the light keeps my spirit bright.
Uh-huh.
Late night, reading scriptures fills my appetite.
Yeah.
I face hard times, fought against depression.
Yeah.
But every chapter in my life was a new lesson.
Yeah.
And we all guessing about what the future holds.
Uh-huh.
But I ain't worried cause the future is what you control. I know you see my soul,
yeah.
And sometimes I fail.
Yeah.
You know I mean well, I'm just trying to prevail.
Uh-huh.
You forgive my sins, something I can't forget.
Nah.
Can't lose with you in my corner, I'm ready for what's next.
Yup,
yup, yup, yup. Lord, I wanna thank you.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. See, I just gotta thank you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Lord, I'm so grateful.
Yeah,
it's real, it's real. Nothing can replace you.
Yeah. Be the realest I ever wrote, man. All black everything. That light in the tunnel, you know what I mean? Feeling like Hezekiah right now. You know, I can take on the world. As long as I got you by my side, you my army, you know? I'ma still stay strong and persevere, you know? Thank you, Lord.
Yup. 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 Yeah, Lord, I wanna thank you.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. See, I just gotta thank you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Lord, I'm so grateful.
Yeah,
it's real, it's real. Nothing can replace you.
Wait, am I on? Oh. It's your girl, Roxy Blue, Miss Pretty Girl Swag herself, and I'm rocking on pregame radio with Brooklyn Black and EB. Get like me.
Yes, we're back, pregame radio. That was Jay Black, Still Alive. Great track. Great time going too soon.
What happened? What happened to him?
He actually passed a couple weeks back.
Really?
And he was about a week shy of the release of his mixtape. The actual details of it, I'm not 100%, so I don't want to say the wrong thing.
How old was he?
He was, I believe, 25, 24.
Oh, that's horrible. That's
and like
horrible.
I said, definitely a good track.
Yeah.
And I'm like that Nicki track right there that pretty much just solidified the claim that she is a dick.
Oh my God, yo, if you ever play that shit again, you better delete that shit off the playlist. The shit, first of all, the music was horrible. Okay, that's number one. Number two, see, that's her thing. The funny voices, the her whole being animated type thing. That's a damn gimmick. And like you said, it takes away from whatever talent she may have. Those are fucking play school ROMs, man. I thought about that. Are you kidding me? No, she didn't say that. You double dare? What? That's a kid show. Yo, that's no, man. No. Rakim didn't do funny shit with his fucking voice. Okay? MC Shan used to sing too, but he didn't do funny shit with his voice. Okay? Come on, yo. No, man. Your talent is what's going to differentiate you from the rest. Not how fucking crazy you dress, the different voices you do, your claims of having different personalities, which just lets us know you're bipolar for real. Come on. It's just your skill. That's what fucking counts. Not that other bullshit, yo. Come on. And people go out and buy that shit because they feel like they have to. She's down with Young Money, so I want to buy her shit. I like how she dressed, so I'm going to buy her shit. Whatever. But it ain't because, yo, I actually like what she said. Come on, you can't. By the time she finished with them fucking voices, you don't want to hear what the fuck she said. And then, you know, that shit at the end, you trying to get at Kim? Kim will be 65 years old and still be out rapping all these bitches, up and coming, ain't born yet. And that's just a fact. Okay? That's just a fucking fact. So, nah, Nicki, no, man. And I'm rooting for you. For real. I want you to come out with some shit where people be like, oh, let me shut the fuck up. Some just hard, gritty shit, nothing, no funny color hair, no outlandish outfit, nothing extra tight on your ass, just shoe, some fucking jeans, the hoodie, and some sneakers on Jamaica Ave or some shit like that. Rick, come on. That's what I want to fucking hear. You got skills, then dull all that other shit so we could pay attention to it.
That's exactly what it is. 347-857-4302. We showed you a rapper. We showed you an MC. Now it's time to show you a lyricist. All right? Hit us up. Got more music. And I'm going to give you guys, oh, yeah, I got brand new King J as well. So we definitely going to check that out. And we'll be right back. This is something just to calm F down because that Nicki Minaj one really upset if you guys can't tell.
No, I just can't believe that people buy that shit, yo, that people are calling that music. That I don't get it. Anyway, moving on.
So let's get some real music going, and we'll be right back. Hit us up.
Hand out a cigar. I'm letting knowledge be born, and my name's the R. AKA I am not like the rest of them. I'm not on the list. That's what I'm saying. I drop lines like a scientist. My melodies in the code. The very next episode has the mic off and distorting, ready to explode. I keep the mic at Fahrenheit. Freedom Z's to make them cola. The listener's system is kicking like solar. As I memorize, advertise like a poet. Keep you going when the flowing smooth enough. You know it's a rough. That's why the mural on my story I tell a B. Nobody beats the R. Check out my melody. So
water, my microphone fiend, addicted soon as I seen one of these forms, so they don't have to scream. I couldn't wait to take the mic, blow into it to test it, let my melody play, then a record suggested I'm dropping bombs, but I say peace ain't calm. Any MC that disagree with me, wave your arm, and I'll break when I'm through breaking, I'll leave you broke. Drop the mic when I'm finished and watch it smoke. So stand back, you wanna rap all the back and wait. I won't push, I won't beat around the bush. I wanna break upon those who are not supposed to. You might try, but you can't get close to. Because I'm number one, competition is none. I'm measured with the heat that's made by sun. Whether playing ball or bobbing in the hall, or just writing my name in graffiti on the wall. They shouldn't have told me, you said you control me. So now a contest is what you owe me. Pull out your money, pull out your cut, pull up a chair. My name is Rockin' My Law, and all my A's and Barrage, switch it around. It still comes out all so easily. Will I E-M-C-E-E? My repetition of words, just check out my melody. Some bass and treble is moist, scratching and cutting a voice. And when it's mine, that's when the rhyme is always choice. I wouldn't have came and said my name and run the same week's week. Putting blurs and slurs and words that don't fit in a rhyme. Why waste time on the microphone? I take this more serious than just the poem. Dropping party to party, backyard to yard. I tear it up, y'all, and bless the mic of the gods. Rhyme is rugged at the same time, sharp. I can swing off anything, even a swing of a harp. Just turn it on and start rocking. Mine, no introduction. Till I finish dropping signs, no interruption. When I approach, I exercise like a coach. Using a melody and add numerous to notes. To win the mic and the R-A-K-I-M. It's a task like a match. I was right again. Rhymes are poetically kept and alphabetically stepped. Put in an order to proceed with the momentum, except I say one rhyme out of order. A longer rhyme, shorter, or pause. But don't stop, just take recorder. First rhyme editor, melody arranger, poet, etc. Extra events, the grand finale like bonus. I am the man they call the microphone. Swift wisdom, which means wise words being spoken. Too many at one time, watch the mic start smoking. I came to express the rap I'm manifesting in my way, and I'll be the other words protest. MCs that wanna be this, they're gonna be this if they don't get from in front of. All they can go get is me a glass of Moet. A hard time, sip your juice and watch a smooth poet. I take seven MCs, put them in a line, and add seven more brothers who think they can rhyme. Well, it'll take seven more before I go for mine. Now that's 21 MCs ate up at the same time. Easy does it, do it easy, that's what I'm doing. No fessing, no messing around, no chewing, no robbing or buying. Bite and why bottle, this lava stop trying, fighting to follow. My unusual style will confuse you a while. If I was water, I'd flow in denial. So many rhymes, you won't have time to go for yours. Just because of a pause, I have to pause. Right after tonight is when I prepare to get another sucker duck MC out there. Cause my strategy has to be tragedy, catastrophe. And after this, you'll call me your majesty, my melody. Yes, my melody. Eric D. Synthesized it, I memorized it. Eric B made a cut and advertised it. My melody's created for MCs in the place. You try to listen, cause some different things will pick up your face. Shook off your neck, a shoot on beats, I check my pace. Now you're drugging, almost drugging off my rhyme like bass. A melody that I'm styling, smooth as a violin. Roughing up the break, New York from Long Island. My wisdom is swift, no matter if my momentum is slow. MCs still stand stiff, I'm genuine like leather. Inclined to be clever, MCs you beat the R, I'll say, oh never. So Eric B, cut it easily, and check out my melody.
She know they see the shit. 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 She ain't even gotta stop.
Ow.
She know they see the shit. She know they
see another one.
She know they see the shit. 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 She ain't even gotta stop.
I ain't even gotta brag about myself. Why? I got a certain swag about myself. Fly, no competition, scared them to death. Then top of the ground, I was there by myself. Then chicks down, my chicks drop. They talk a lot, we ain't even got it. They get this, we get honor. They follow, and we get followed. Now, you know that you the shit, you the fucking best. Especially when they say that you're overdressed. My worth make it look bad.
One
after, you know, going throwing a couple of Amy Miller tracks, Pantene Fresh, which follow She the Shit. But we got the new joint from King J called Uppity, 84 Pop Stand Up, brand new, hot off the presses. Hit us up, let us know what you think. 347-857-4302. Brooklyn Black, Ebbin the Building, this pregame radio.
Don't waste my time, we straight getting everything. I know you're not, don't waste my time about how you living. Need to stop, but I know you're lying. Don't waste my time,
Diamond
we straight
cut.
Getting everything. I know you're not,
break
cause I'm on my grind.
Taking the
I'm on my grind.
Don't be a time bomb ticking, it's time calm. Sit tight as the world keeps spinning. So you can be ill mad if you're young with your money. I draw blueprints and be young with your money. Funny, like they always talking about what they missing. Never will be seeing them out of their condition. Fine though, I keep telling them to grind. So the tactic here more than the shine. Turn the water into some wine and fine dine. With a silver spoon for the soup that we consume.
Yeah.
Take the fucking elephant up out of the room. Turn the tune to an MTV crib with a view.
Nice.
That attacks right off. Looking for the W-2. Raps the war winning. Fuck with the dude. Diamond cuts the crew.
Yeah.
Put a tab on us. We're going ham till they put a fucking slab
that
on us.
I came from the corner. Do what I wanna. Hotter than Tijuana with a blonde called Madonna. Mixed with Obama. Shout out to my mama. Now because of that, they couldn't put me in a genre. J's on the billboard. I see. Y'all, baby. Jay, where you been? I ain't seen y'all lately. Been in pursuit of the American dream. They say money's all white till you get to the street. I'm at the bar with the duckies. Nigga, like fuck it. I don't count the bucket, it's just a win for the team. Falling above the rim, y'all niggas out of your league. Jay's out of this world, it's money you can't see. Moolah you can't hit. Jay is on a tear. 1 minute it ain't, the next minute it's there, yeah. And my eye block got clear air and in the career.
I ain't down for the hooing and the hollering.
Nah.
Shut the fuck up, y'all fake niggas is bothersome. That's a gift, but first niggas to borrow some. What you bought?
What?
A penny for every thought. Never learned what you taught.
Nah.
Always getting left behind, giving me advice. I won't even keep the niggas in mind.
Yeah.
Can't help me, no, we don't need to talk. Go on, run your mouth and make sure you never walk. Niggas claiming they moving weight.
What?
Traffic in them niggas is on the way. Everybody wanna hate. I'm hitting up the gym. Bitch pressing the game. These rappers all the race. Lost the heaven stakes. They're getting out of line. Trying to stop my shine. I'ma have to get the belt. My rounds are felt. They're feeling every line. That's diamond cut. Dollar for every line.
Getting everything. I know you're not. Don't waste my time about how you living. Need to stop, but I know you're lying. Don't waste my time. I'm straight getting everything. I know you're not, cause I'm on my grind. Cause I'm on my grind. Don't waste my time.
With Trey Brown. I'm with my dog Brooklyn Black. We on pregame radio. Hey yo, Black, go in, man. Shoot. Yeah, we're back live pregame radio in the building now. It's brand new King J. I actually dug it. The music, the beat was you know, it was subtle, it wasn't too much. Like we actually was able to hear the artist and hear what he said, every word and everything. What was your thought?
I actually sort of kind of dug it too. I like his flow, and it went well with the music. You know, with the music. But it's not something that I would have on rotation. You know, so I heard it, I thought, oh shit, yeah, that's all right. That's all right, I like that. But it's not something that I'm like, yo, send me that shit. So, you know, or, yo, play that shit again. You know, but it's cool, though. It's cool. No doubt.
And also, we got to give a big shout out to A-Squared. They just recorded their video for the track Who You With featuring Sable, which will be hitting YouTube and all the other media outlets real soon. I'm even in post-production now. They had a nice turnout for the video shoot. So it's definitely a good thing. good luck. Shout out to everybody who was out there. Once again, shout out to A-Squared, Disabled, the whole Swaveland Entertainment crew. You know, we got about 40 minutes left for showtime. We still pretty much discussing everything. And also, the Penn State coach, he actually, I guess his legal team or his family, they told him it would be a good idea for him to go and have an interview now and try to plead his case, which would have been good if he wasn't. If you guys heard the interview, like they just played it on the news, he did a lot of tripping up on his words, backpedaling, and everything like that. You know, me, it's like the damage is already done. The word is out. The public already has their own opinion about it. So pretty much everything now is left up to the courts, the jury, you know. But I see it like this. He was seen, you know, sodomizing a 10-year-old kid. You know, he was, you know, like someone walked in, saw him do it, reported it, and they swept it under the rug. You know, so it's not like it's just speculation. It's not just rumors. No, it happened. Like it was done. It was seen, and it's not a ploy to assassinate the guy's character, nothing like that. Like, this is actual shit that just took too long for someone to take notice. Because now he has been charged with 40 counts over eight incidents. So pretty much, you do simple math, that's, you know, that's 40 times per hit. Now, if it got that far, I'm sorry, the whole Penn State coaching staff should go. The whole Penn State coaching staff should go. They should redo how they hire people. We're talking thorough background checks. Hell, if you got to ask his fifth grade teacher how to speak for his character, you know, do that. But definitely Penn State, hell, any NCAA team or any school that schools, period, if you have to deal with kids, you know, you really got to thoroughly investigate the people that you're going to have around these children. You got to do that because, you know, we really, it's sickening, you know. And of course, you know, we have the people who got their two cents about the commentary, but for real, like, it's sickening, it's sad, and it doesn't make any sense. Who's the number?
Robert? I said I concur.
Concur, that's word of the day is concur. But hit us up, you know, at the end of the year and people hit me up. I will be releasing the ballots, the nominees. I will also be opening up the pregame radio groups so everybody get their votes in. But I will be releasing the nominees for pregame artists of the year. And instead of having all specials about certain artists, I'm only going to go through. I was only going to do six males, six females. And these are all artists that all the admins, we have collectively agreed. There's been no, oh, yeah, that's pretty good improvement. No, it's not. No, it's all a clear consensus. And that list will be released this coming next week on the 12th. Also, I'm also in talks with a couple of indie labels. We're going to get cracking on these mixtapes. Like, we have enough for three mixtapes. So we're going to get all that stuff cracking, get all this stuff out of the way. And a lot of stuff for pregame radio will be coming to light in 2012. So definitely stay tuned. Keep a lock with us. And, yes, spin-off shows will be premiering. So we're going to be, you know, we're going to be busy the next couple of weeks, next few months, going into the new year, most definitely. But as of right now, we're just here chilling, getting ready to wind things up. We got about a little more of a half an hour left in showtime. Shout out to everyone who's hitting up pregame_radio on Twitter, sending me tracks and videos and everything. Just drop me the email, pregameradio@gmail.com. All pregame staff have access to that email, so one of us will definitely be getting back to you. It's not, you know, we're not going to shelf you. We will hear back from you whether you say, hey, we're good for this week, we can book you next week, or whichever. We are just gonna have it. All right, we're gonna get into a pregame goodie based off the Baltimore Sun, his album, History, the Autobiography of Baltimore Sun is doing real great. People are eating it up in the US and eating it up in Europe, Germany, the UK. So it's a good joint, and this track is Soulful Street. The video's on YouTube. Check it out, and we'll be right back.
Rap, I just have to be plain, but since y'all asked for a change, I'm back in the game. My blame is cash, way whacking and lame, so I'ma stay attacking the game with flames. So something happened to change, you shouldn't have to be asking his name, his body more, S-O-N, say no more, I shouldn't have to explain. I try to chill where I'm at when I hang, but if you gap in your frame, I'm clapping your game with an accurate aim. You shouldn't act like I'm actually plain, I'm just saying, I show no love, since cold blood is trapped in my veins, and it's a shame, lame's claim that I'm acting my slick shit is pimp shit, I'm like a Mac with a cane. Take your peeps back where they came. If it's beef on the beach or the street chief, I react with the flame, attacking the game and grabbing the chain, no packaging cane. I'm just the MC, hip hop is trapped in my veins.
I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down, 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 down.
You're not a gangster.
That's not a hood.
That's just a brick building, a dirty neighborhood.
I put on for my city. Then the love turned to hate. So I learned from D. Dave and said, fuck it, I ain't great. Cause in 2009 wasn't many rap bitches. But since I stepped in and showed them how to win, now let's give a round of applause for three new rap bitches that I just burned.
Motherfuckers hate to see your ass living pretty. I know your life is hard, bitch. Suck a tough city, tell them.
I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down.
I'm rapping for myself, getting money in my city. Stacking up your ones, but I'm stacking up a million.
It's deep. I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down.
I'ma tear it down, man. Any stage I step on, I'm not one to brag, but fuck it, I'm the best dog. The name is DJ, and I'm a bad motherfucker, so I gotta turn it up for my sister Mo Butter. DC, what's poppin'? Poppin' what it is. Shout out to my nigga Bishop. Shout out to my nigga Rick. And you know I'm from the act, so you know I go to work, bruh. Homie, for them chicks, I get you car and Kimber Walker.
Motherfuckers hate to see your ass living pretty. I know your life is hard, bitch, suck a tough city, tell them.
I'ma tear it down, I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down, I'ma tear it down.
I'm rapping for my state, getting money in my city. Stacking up your ones, but I'm stacking up a million, tell them.
I'ma tear it down, I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down, I'ma tear it down, 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 down.
Fear me, cause you need more than C4 to defeat or beat me, I'm a leaf boy. Of course they're going down, seesaw. How deep? 4+2 feet in the ground. Don't frown, rest in peace, boy. I hee-haw like Eeyore at a jackass. With a whack rap I can laugh at. Better backtrack, scratch that. You that trash? Can't write a ball with a backslash. Unless it's about crack, cash stacks. How you got slapped with a cash at? It's a crap track, and that's that.
I'm sick of this shit. I spit number one like the tip of my dick, and I'll never be done, so keep wishing I quit. I don't even think competition exists. Yo, Roxy, how they gonna stop me? It's nothing for me to jump on a beat and show all of these motherfuckers a beat.
No comparison, I'll embarrass them. What you wanna see, confidence or arrogance? A true soldier never toasts on a mission. You versus me, no competition. No comparison, I'll embarrass them. 911, call an ambulance. I'm too real, y'all are so non-existent. You versus me, no competition.
I'm taking the lead. Only the nice ones, the diamonds. They come a dime a dozen. I can easily pull out 9 ones. You could do the math, then square it off. Everything you spit is twice as six, so prepare to call. Shorty digging, I can tell because she's swinging. Sitting on top of the couch, a nigga kinging. Bottle to the dome, bottle in the upper hand. Pouring her a drink because she acting all feminine. You ain't with us, you might as well be alone, mommy. Because anybody besides us is nobody.
Getting bottle service all night. With ladies in here, and they all on me. Another girl fire. With serving juice on deck, Grey Goose and Rosé all night. With if you with me, then we out to the sunrise.
Fresh off the 96, let me be your 69. Clubs packed, no line. The goal's to get inside. Be patrolling in your future. Get rid of those guys. Dudes get grounded. Lanes never fly. They ask who, you say we did it. Lean like my fit is better than whoever you get. Who black label chill? What you call space, we call ace. Been reppin' Nation Square. High on hate. Bottles on deck, behind home plate. Shorty at home, bassy ain't about bass. Need to know what you know, and if there's moves to make. Ain't about nothing except where we at the next day. My place, your place, hotel, that's it. Your face, my face, no clothes, headshot. You ride, I moan, you love, I join. Tell me who you with.
When we turn the lights low, tell me who you with. You wanna line all night, we VIP, getting bottle service all night.
Say again.
Who you with? Ladies in here, and they all on me. I love and the girls. Tell me who you with. Serving juice on deck, Grey Goose and Rosé all night. Tell me who you with. If you with me, then we out to the sunrise.
What a wonderful
to be alive. I can't explain this feeling, I can't describe it. Just like I'm high and I can't come down. It's like I'm flying with my feet on the ground. My feet on the ground. Oh, what a wonderful feeling to be alive. I can't explain this feeling, I can't describe it. It's like I'm high and I can't come down. Feels like I'm flying with my feet on the ground. My feet on the ground. Yeah, I got no planet on the Hong Kong. I love living, it's such a great feeling. It's just like I'm dreaming, but I'm wide awake. Look in my eyes, can't deny my fate. Besides, I'm great, I can't shake it. I'm here for a reason. Despite the odds, I'm gonna make it even though the road I chose is kinda narrow. I keep it pushing, keep my eyes on the sparrow. Filled with resistance, flow sharp like an arrow. And see your blessing inserting your bone marrow. Yeah, now you feel me, you gotta do more than hear me. So clearly I speak, because the soul I reach it gets deep by streets, creepers, these demons. Manifest on my words, and please take heed and live life fair, death can't be cheated. I love being here, what a wonderful feeling. Oh, what a wonderful feeling to be alive. I can't explain this feeling, I can't describe it. Feels like I'm high and I can't come down. It's like I'm flying with my feet on the ground. My feet on the ground. Oh, what a wonderful feeling to be alive. I can't explain this feeling, I can't describe it. It's like I'm high and I can't come down. Feels like I'm flying with my feet on the ground. My feet on the ground.
Lucifer, Lucifer, leave me alone. Try to take my life with this life I own. Yeah, I admit my past was tight, ugly. So you must learn only God could judge me. Oh, what a wonderful feeling of me escaping death. So many times, my niggas, I tell it every breath. I used to split, but now I'm glued to my steps. Now I wanna get shot and go in cardiac arrest. Bullet hit my neck, real looking like a bloody mess. Picture so vivid in my mind, should I stay the rest? Nah, that's why I changed my ways to realize fools hate on the fact that I paid. I'm young, I'm black, so fresh and wise. Catch a glimpse of my soul if you look through my eyes. Quit staring at the red you see in my eyes. But I ain't worried about you, thank God I'm alive. I'm saying,
oh, what a wonderful feeling to be alive. I can't explain this feeling, I can't describe it. Feels like I'm high and I can't come down. It's like I'm flying with my feet on the ground. My feet on the ground. Oh, what a wonderful feeling to be alive. I can't explain this feeling, I can't describe it. It's like I'm high and I can't come down. Feels like I'm flying with my feet on the ground. My feet on the ground.
Wonderful, beautiful, special type feeling.
My hands are gone, nothing but thanks I'm giving.
To see a new day got me on my knees praying.
Use my faith to move mountains out my way.
At the end of the day, no matter what I face, I do it so amazing, I'm blessed with His grace.
And I hope and pray I make it to heaven state. Reflect on the choices made along the way. No regrets for my casualties. My Lord will carry me until the day that I'm gone and they bury me. I got one life to live, so I'ma live it. I'm reaching for the stars, that the sky is my limit.
You can see my footprints around the moon. I was destined for greatness, tried the wound. And oh, what a wonderful feeling to be alive. I enjoy this feeling better every time I'm feeling high.
Oh, what a wonderful feeling to be alive. I can't explain this feeling, I can't describe it. Feels like I'm high and I can't come down. It's like I'm flying with my feet on the ground. My feet on the ground. Oh, what a wonderful feeling to be alive. I can't explain this feeling, I can't describe it. It's like I'm high and I can't come down. Feels like I'm flying with my feet on the ground. My feet on the ground.
Yeah, we're back. Pre-game radio, Brooklyn Black, Ebb in the building. That was on from Dexman's Prime Time. I'm doing some old butter. Big shout out to everybody over at Big Boy Management. Some Drew the Monster, A Squid, of course. And, you know, we just been keeping it going. All artists, like I said, you know, hit me up, pregameradio@gmail.com. Hit me on Twitter at Brooklyn Black, pregame_radio. We'll get you up on it, get your music heard. Big shout out, like, I always have to give thanks to the supporters because without you guys, we wouldn't come back every week, two times a week, sometimes three, and just do the damn thing. You know, so big shout out to y'all, big thank you to you guys, big shout out to everyone in Ithaca, New York, and Amari, New York, who tunes in on Monday nights for Real Talk with Lucky Me. He'll be back, of course, Monday at 8 o'clock to do the damn thing. And we just got more stuff, like I said, in store for you guys. And I just appreciate you rolling with us. So, Ed, what's one thing, you know, because we got, you know, with quickly leaving 2011, coming into 2012, what's one thing, music, as far as politically, anything, what's something you want to see improve, something laid to rest? What's something you want to see coming in the new year?
I want to see the Occupy Wall Street movement become so large, just not just in New York, but like we're spread out to three times the place it's at now. I want to see that shit get so big that politicians really take notice, that other countries are watching us too, take notice, see how we do things. Because things have to change. Shit is just the debt is, I don't know what comes after trillion, but we fast approaching that, you know. Our troops are still overseas and dying, and people are still unemployed. People have taken out loans to go educate themselves so that they can have gainful employment and can't find a job. You know, and not to say that McDonald's or Burger King or anything for that matter is not a job, because it is. It is an occupation. But, you know, people have to live a certain type of way. And your paycheck affords you that. So I like to see that change. I like to see that Occupy Wall Street just get so fucking ridiculous that I'm going to look up one day and I'm going to just be in the middle of that shit without even knowing how I got there.
True. That is true, because also there are other countries, Greece, they're pretty much following suit. They're protesting out there. In the UK, I don't know, they may have just, you know, taken it to a higher extent. Like, you know, they're not, you know, we're not rioting on the streets and causing commotion, but the whole Occupy movement definitely is growing. But one thing about that Occupy movement that I do want to see, it does need structure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because there is no one person that's spearheading the movement. There's not even a collective,
there's not a figurehead.
Right, there's no figurehead about it. They just all together, and then one person goes, hey, why don't we move it from the Zuccotti Park to here? And then they will go, oh, okay, well, you know, and then they all follow suit, and then someone texts another person, but there's no one who's the face of it, the figurehead, saying, okay, look, we're doing it because of this. Yes, we know why the whole movement is about, but it's just a whole bunch of people who come together with the one common goal, but there's no one who actually stepped in and said, look, I'm going to take this by the reins because we need structure. We need some leadership. We need, you know, I want to see someone step up and do that.
Mm-hmm.
And something else I want to see, regardless if Obama gets reelected or they put Donald in office or somehow Herman Cain wins.
Mm-hmm. He dropped out the race.
Huh?
He dropped out.
Okay, so Herman Cain is officially out.
He's officially out.
I guess the scandals, you know, caught up to
him. You know,
that's
what I would like to see in 2012. I'd like to see an end to people's obsession with other people's sex life. I'd like to see an end to that. Why? When it comes to, I'd like to see an end to women waiting until years after they're but a memory or a thought, waiting until someone that they previously slept with and after that, you know, went on about their business. Why wait until these people become public figures? Why wait until they're on the news or they're out there trying to do something that's actually important, other than boning you, okay? Why would you come out and say, yes, I had an affair with him, it lasted? Who cares? I want people to stop caring about shit like that. I want somebody to say, you know what, listen, we only want to hear your shit. What do you have to say about the campaign? What do you have to say about his thoughts on health care, his thoughts on Social Security, his thoughts on foreign policy, his thoughts on the economy?
What do you think about that? We don't care that you slept with him 10 years ago. So what? That was 10 years ago. And what does that have to do with right now? I like to see, and I like to see people be, their work be what their merit is about, not with who they slept with or who, how long they was married and they, you know, did it behind his wife's back and who got pregnant and, or who cares? I'm not interested in people's personal lives like that. I just want to know, can they do an effective job?
And most definitely, we got a little bit of time, but we have a caller, last 48088. You're live on the air. What do you want to see new in 2012?
I want to see the things that you guys have been talking about, but I want to ask you, who would you suggest lead the people so they can have structure? Who do you think has to do that? And if they're doing it, where do you think the support would come from? Do you think it should be union leaders? Do you think it should be political? Do you think it should be the regular Joe? Who do you think should lead the people so that it'll be more effective, so that everybody's not scattered and it's more structure to the effect of what's going on? Who do you suggest do it?
I'm more for the regular Joe, because if a political figure, if a celebrity tries to spearhead it, then it's going to become a media circus, because then the media is going to spin it, oh, this person's doing it for the publicity or whatever. So I'm more for the regular Joe stepping up, taking it by the reins, and handling it, because if it's someone famous who does it, like I said, it's going to get spun out of control, and it's going to be taken out of the context which the whole movement was based on.
Okay. I was leaning towards a regular Joe, too, because that's who it's really affecting.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as the last comment about Kane dropped out because of his, what can you say, his doing what he do thing, who really cares about that? There's so much of that going on. And the day-to-day activities of what people do, but because when you're in the political limelight, people tend to want to point fingers, but realistically, folks that live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones, so if they really wanted to go into everybody's business, more than likely, most political figures are just people like everybody else. So what are you going to do, blow up everybody? I mean, what?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
What is it going to stop? And the thing is, who can do the job? And that should be our focus, getting the job done, not who does who.
Exactly. Most definitely. And also, and whoever becomes the next president, and I don't want to make it seem like I'm selfish or something like that, but we got to pull America out of everyone else's business. Because, we got a lot of shit that we're sending the UN, we're sending troops to other countries to try to help, and we have all these texts such and such to this to help this country, and a lot of stuff that's plaguing these other countries, we got going on right here in America. So I think for the new president, we got to take the focus off of the other countries, not all of it, but just a little bit, and focus it more on ourselves. Not to make us selfish, but we can't, I mean, this is something that was still going up. You can't take care of something else if you don't take care of home first. You can't go to somebody else's house and clean their house up when you got mouths of dirty laundry and dirt and shit in your house.
And you also realize that you don't ever hear about any other country's leaders and what their personal lives are like.
Uh-huh.
Have you? You've never heard about anybody else overseas or anything like that going on. No one's concerned about that. They're concerned about whether they're stealing from the government or taking the money that should rightfully go to the people. You may hear about that, but you never hear about their personal life. So why is America so caught up into that? Is that all we have to do?
Mm-hmm.
And the things that are going on now here in America is just really horrendous. And just the other day, there were two people on the F train having sex with everybody looking in the morning on the F train in front of children, men, and women, and no one stopped that. You can't stop it, but they did videotape it. These kind of things are going on, and now the guy that shot the passengers on the Q-111, what about those things? Why isn't the focus on stopping things like that instead of who's sleeping with who?
That is definitely the thing. So pretty much 2012 America, we need to pretty much just mind our own business.
Mm-hmm.
Point blank, period. Thanks a lot for checking in, caller. We're about to, of course, wrap it up. And that's just another installment of Pre-Game Radio, pretty much in the books, done with. I want to thank anyone who called in. Thanks to all the artists who sent me their music so we could blast it off. Big shout-out to Fuego, King J. Big shout-out to big shout-out to all the supporters. Big shout-out to everyone who tunes in, who retweets the random stuff I put on, who likes the stuff on Facebook. Tune in next week. We'll definitely be in the building next Friday. Actually, we're going to do next Friday also 10 o'clock. So 10 to 12, we'll be doing it. We're getting used to the whole thing. Be on the lookout for that list of the pregame-approved nominees, which will be released on the 12th. And big shout-out to you. Ev, of course, it's always a good thing when we come together and do this thing called Pre-Game Radio. Hit me on Twitter.
No doubt.
Hit me on Twitter at Brooklyn Black. Follow the show, pregame_radio. All the artists, like I said, hit us up, pregameradio@gmail.com. One of us to get back to you, get you on the show, get your music heard, and get you that exposure. And as always, I always tell you guys, don't be a fool, wrap your cool, wrap it up. Be safe. We come across the holidays, a whole lot of parties coming up. Big shout out to all the Sagittarius having a birthday. Big birthday, shout out to Sagittarius Black, who's celebrating today. Shout out to Brooklyn Collective. And we will see you guys next week. We're going to wrap the show up.
Real quick. I want to say that you definitely, after that Nicki Minaj fiasco, you definitely came back. You came back hard with that rock hand, with that melody, and that reminded me of another difference between an MC and a rapper. See, a rapper can, entertain you to a certain extent, but an MC will get your head nodding. That other shit I was listening to, I was just standing there listening to it. But when my melody came on, I couldn't do shit but bop my head and snap my, because I was just too into it, just still trying to listen to what he was saying and still hearing shit 20 years later. That's like, oh, you heard what he just said? Word up. That's the difference, too. That makes a lot of difference, too. Y'all motherfuckers, Nicki Minaj and Lil Wayne, Cash Money, Young Money, Old Money, Dirty Money, No Money, y'all need to pay attention to that. That's fucking music. That's hip-hop. That's rap.
And with that being said, everyone be safe. Be safe partying. We'll see y'all next week, and it's Pre-Game Radio. You guys have a good night.
Yeah, yo, when I come home with last
forever.
Right now, just in the nasty flick.
Nasty letters.
See you in the VI room.
With the loonies.
Yeah, you my bottom.
But you a goonie.
Money on my books.
Commissary piled up.
Black call picked up.
Every time I dialed her.
Our love is set in stone.
She represents for me.
Come home, rolls for her.
And the vent for me. Sat up, lights in the cell.
Knowing she meant for me. Anytime I'm called on a visit.
No, she sent for me.
I could have been left alone.
But she rode out.
So our love is set in stone. What?
Together.
Initiating shutdown sequence.